America's youth faces an increasingly uncertain future. Despite a slowly improving job market, economist Heidi Scherholz at the Economic Policy Institute says young workers have yet to see similar gains.
Young people across the board have never seen anything like this in 70 years since the Great Depression. We have not seen unemployment rates this high.
With unemployment rates more than twice the national average, Scherholz says the graduating class of 2011 faces fierce competition for fewer jobs.
New college grads are in direct competition with the cohort from last year and the cohort from the year before that, when the unemployment rate was also incredibly high. So there's just extremely stiff competition for new jobs for young people.
George Washington University law student Elliot Reben feels good about his career choices, but he admits it's an intimidating economy for many students.
I'm optimistic. I think, you know, people are working on getting it better, but I think people are generally pretty discouraged right now, and I'm with that sentiment.
Instead of having to compete against experienced workers for fewer entry-level jobs, chemistry student Dan Foreman plans to ride out the storm until the economy improves.
They're not looking too good right now, so I plan to go to grad school, get my PhD, and maybe then I'll have a more marketable degree.
But times have changed. Professor Ayman Tarabishi at GW School of Business says degrees are no longer as important as marketable skills.
Don't just mention that you graduate from X school or Y school and this is a degree you have. What employers are looking for is what skills can you bring to the table right now, what impact can you have, and what is your knowledge level.
Journalism student Nicole Mann graduates next year. She says students must not lose sight of their goals, but she says they also need to be flexible.
Even if you're offered a job that's outside what you'd like to do, I would say yes and take it as much as you can, because it can help you, can lift you up in unexpected ways.
It's a wake-up call for everybody, for the government, for parents, for employers, but also for the young people. It's not business as usual anymore. Things change. There's new rules to the game, right? And they need to figure it out very fast.
The Economic Policy Institute says the great tragedy is that young workers have fewer safety nets. Scherholz says many graduating students who cannot find jobs will not qualify for unemployment benefits.
Young workers who have essentially no other safety net, the labor market has been pulled out from under them, they end up having to depend on their family and friends, who may themselves be having adverse labor market outcomes.
Scherholz says the good news is that job growth in the last 6 months has been consistently above the numbers needed to keep up with normal population growth. She says her biggest worry is the heated political climate in Washington that appears increasingly willing to sacrifice job growth to reduce the nation's growing debt. Millar Sega, VOA News.